Even Yerushalmi, corresponding to Eruv and Bavli, Daf Chof, begin Yerushalmi on Daf Tefra, Ramad Aleph, on the 13th line, Haifa Be'achas. Haifa Be'achas Godol, Echefaya, Asa, Echefaya Le'asa, Echefasha Asa, Mutter, Echefasha Le'asa, Asa. If there was one big well, and one made Yumdin for half, and for half he didn't, the half in which he made it is permitted, and the half in which he didn't make it is forbidden. If there were two wells, and each of the two easterns, the Yomdin for the west well, have an extra plank to the east, and there are also the two western Yomdin for the east well, can these two Yomdin be judged to permit for this well and for this? What are we asking? It's when both of them fill at the same time, but if one fills now, certainly is judged for here or here, whichever side he fills at that time. If a chotzer is open to pasim, one may carry from the chotzer to the pasim and from the pasim to the chotzer. Ashtayim asim. If there were two chatzeros open to pasim and a wall is between the chatzeros, one may not carry from one chotzer to the other, it's forbidden to transfer from a chotzer to the pasim. Rabbi Abba said it's forbidden not only when there are two chatzeros, even if one chatzah and two houses, and chatzah that may not transfer from one to another, and one may not transfer from the chatzah to the person. So, now, this is when they were not ma'ari, but if they were ma'ari, they permitted. Daniel Breder of Katina, quoting Rav Chuna, rejected that, saying that even if they were ma'ariv, they're forbidden, because an eruv does not make them one regarding carrying between the pasim. Rav Chuna, kedatei defalgan mavi shesidoi echad akum v'sidoi echad yisod. Rav Chuna teaches, as he told elsewhere, there was an argument about a mavi that had Gentiles on one side and Israelim on the other. Rav Chuna v'shem Rav amal im eruvu derech sachim ha'akum oise aleim. Rav Chuna, quoting Rav, said that if they were ma'ariv through the openings to the mavi, the Gentiles forbid them, and all the more say if they were ma'ariv through windows between the houses, the Gentiles forbid them in the chatzah. Abba Baba Chama, b'shem Rabbi Yochanan, afilu iruvu derech halonos ein ha'akum oise aleim. Abba Baba Chama, quoting Rabbi Yochanan, said even if they were ma'ariv through windows, the Gentiles don't forbid them. To the iruv, the Israelim are like one. The Chacham decree that a Gentile forbids only in a common case, and at least two Yisraelim are with them. Afilu di yisbor Rav Chuna, k'Rabbi Yochanan, taman muta maiduhu hocha shu asa. Now even if we reject that, because even if Rav Chuna held that Rabbi Yochanan is permitted there, here he could agree that it's forbidden to transfer between the chaseirus and the pasim. Taman shema lamocha techarev ha-be'er, af husa b'leim ha-shem ha-eruv, moil b'pasiv b'rois, vein moil eruv b'pasiv b'rois. There, regarding pasim, perhaps in the future, the well will be inoperative, and he will think that an eruv helps for pasiv b'rois, and really, an eruv does not help for pasiv b'rois. If it's not working well, there's no heter. And Rabbi Yisrael Bun, le'etiru pasiv b'rois, ela l'malois, bahen, mayim, bovad. Rabbi Yisrael Bun said they permit the pasiv b'rois only to draw water in them.